Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Well, 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 Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you've slept with my wife again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll have to take this gun and empty out the clip and salute you with a sign of respect of male dominance. Mr. President Trump, thank you for fucking our wives.
This message is brought to you by the Republican Party.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 215 of Super Mega Cast.
What's up, ladies and gents and germs and fucking freaks?
Just chilling, you know, just... We're just out here big booling today, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're recording this one pretty early, compared to when it comes out.
We are. It is being recorded like 3 weeks before it comes out.
I know. Well, it's because we're just that prepared.
We're that, I know,
ahead of the curve in our work schedule. So
that's exciting.
We got everything that we ever promised done. So we were like, oh, man, I guess we could start working on things like that far ahead.
Yeah, but we don't get our ad reads that far ahead, so we'll still have to wait to read those.
Damn it.
But you'll get them like in real time,
yeah,
during this podcast. Just we currently need them.
And I'm bummed because that's my favorite part of the podcast personally is the ad reads. So
yeah, because my eyes light up and all I can think about is money, 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 you know?
Well, I don't even care about the money as much. It's more of I just like helping corporations and brands.
Okay. So for me, it's the money. For you, it's helping corporations and brands. I think we can come together and make a healthy, sustainable business.
It's a perfect business model. I want to give everything I have to corporations because they...
And you essentially have.
I have, yeah, and that's what I will continue to do. So, yeah, bum there's no ad reads yet. There will be later in the podcast for you guys, but we don't have the ad read scripts yet. So, you know, we're just stuck here. Why'd you make that face at me?
It was a surprise that we don't have the ad read scripts because I went,
oh,
yeah.
Sorry, dude, I thought you were making like a face at me, trying to upset me.
No.
Are you sure?
And now you're looking for one specifically. I can tell.
You can see.
You're
see
keeping an eye. You're like
my intense stare.
You're like, yeah. Are you trying to control me like a puppet? Are you the puppet master?
I might be the puppet master. Who knows?
I'm tired of these mind games, Watson.
I wish I could control your mind. No, I don't actually.
Yeah.
If you could control someone.
Well, I can control your father's heart with a simple text. I could break that motherfucker's heart.
That's not true at all, dude.
With one text.
What would that text be?
It would be four simple words that would ruin his life forever. Actually, make it five words.
Yeah? What would it be? I am leaving you, Dale.
I don't really love you.
That would crush him. You want to text that to him right now?
Yeah. I don't think he has my number.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Wait, who is this? And he'll be like, what if he like tracks me down and like finds where I live?
Fucker from Columbia, South Carolina is texting me. Drives all the way up to Columbia. All right. His number is, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay, that's Dale's. That's promise.
That's Dale's number.
I need proof because I can never trust
That is Dale's number. I'm not lying to you.
I just got
to
make sure, because sometimes I could see that you're giving me someone else's number.
Who would be funnier than Dale?
I don't know. Just let me...
take a peek. That's the number.
Call that number right now. I'm kidding.
Dad?
So what? I don't really love you?
I don't really love you, yeah.
I don't really love you.
Damn, dude. Okay, it's sent. Yeah, and I know that's my dad because he doesn't have an... he has an Android. He's one of those Android freaks. Dude, my mom will always send me, like, videos. So my mom has an Android, and she'll always, like, send me videos that she filmed on her Android. But when they come through, they're, like, this big.
They're really tiny.
They're, like, the size of, like... they're, like, 10 pixels tall.
She's a Google phone.
I don't know what my sweet mother uses, but, like, here, if I scroll up a little bit, you'll... like... look at this video she sent. Look how small that is.
And like, it comes in like all compressed and shit. What's like, the video of? What is this?
It's her cats licking each other. And yeah. She said, not everyone feels the need to social distance, which I responded with, ha ha.
Dude, your mom could run like a really like a good Instagram like for cats, like cat ladies and stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Looks like these two don't care about social distancing.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, I do. Vote Biden 2020. She makes it very political, and she makes this cat account like a super pro Biden Instagram account.
Dude, that's what I love. There's two things I love. I love internet cat memes, and I love Joe Biden.
Put them together,
and you
tell your mom to put them together, and she's got
the perfect soup.
Internet gold.
You've got internet gold.
The perfect soup.
The perfect soup.
Homelander.
Right, yeah, the perfect soup right there. Honestly,
I'm well. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what I feel about the whole season yet, but tomorrow is when the last season finale of season two of The Boys comes out.
Oh, I thought this was about to be a Fortnite conversation.
No. I kind of have dipped out on Fortnite this season. In the beginning, it was whatever, fun, haha. But this season was kind of, I wasn't into it. Wasn't into the superpowers and all that kind of thing that was introduced.
Yeah.
But
tell me about The Boys.
The Boys, I really, the season one was great. Season two is good. I'm really enjoying the show. It's kind of like, you know how like Zack Snyder tried to make superheroes dark and edgy with like Dark Knight and all that shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this is like that done correctly. And there's like a biting kind of, there's a biting comedy towards like corporate and Disney and stuff like that, which is strange because it's an Amazon Prime show. So, but...
everyone's telling me to watch it.
C'est la vie. I think it's fun. It's not like the next Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. And I know it's like, well, you just named two shows in the same universe. Okay, I'll give you some other ones. Sopranos? That's just another crime show.
That's the same universe as Breaking Bad.
I could see it going down the direction of The Walking Dead, though. Like, it's this, like, thing that's really good and fun to watch for its genre. Like, The Walking Dead started off as, like, a really fun, high... production value, at least, zombie movie, but was a show. You're like, this could be a movie.
I remember the first production season, value was so I good. Was like, oh, this is sick.
And so I feel like that with The Boys, where depending on which direction they go, they could keep it going and wear it out, or they could tell their story and have it be this thing that people can... because now the thing is with like Game of Thrones... everyone, you know how obsessed everyone was, right?
Yeah.
Do you really hear anyone talking about that anymore? It's not because it's just fallen out of popularity. It's because that it ended on such a sour and poor note, critically and through the fan base as well. And it's like, and with The Walking Dead, you don't really hear too many people fanning out about it because it's kind of turned into that show.
But I guess enough people are still watching.
Yeah, I mean, like, but a show's success doesn't necessarily mean that everyone deems it as, like, you know, I think most people would watch it as a guilty pleasure now. They don't see it as kind of, like, something that's actually legitimately engaging in any way.
I'd say a show's success wouldn't necessarily be number of viewers, but, like, I guess cultural impact, like, how much of an impact it has, like, on pop culture and stuff and people's memories. Because... I guess enough people are still watching Walking Dead then keep producing seasons, but
I think they're doing the final, but they're doing a spinoff show as well.
They've
apparently.
Done, they, this is not the first spinoff show. They had did Fear the Walking Dead,
and now there's another one.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. I have popped in every now and then, not to watch the show, but
seasons?
Like on YouTube to look up like clips where it's like, Negan feeds Daryl his big meaty cock. And I'm like, whoa, I gotta see this.
It just got so goofy too.
Negan smashes Glenn in a group encore presentation.
All right. Getting into this.
So, okay, season 10 is what they're on right now. It comes on today, actually.
The governor fucks so hard he creates another hole. His eye hole.
Hey, everybody. We are going to spoil The Walking Dead. I would hope nobody fucking cares about this show at this point. But just in case you do, we're about to spoil something big, I guess. So just fast forward until you think it's not being spoiled anymore. Bye.
Dude, I Rick's gone, right?
Yeah, well, they like left it open apparently. I watched the scene.
He goes away in a helicopter. Right?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep. He just got, I love it. The main character of the show just disappears and then the show's like, I don't know what he wants to go do. Maybe he wants to go be in the sequel to, what is that movie that you watch him in? Where the guy holds up the signs and it says words to Keira Knightley. It's like that love movie.
Oh, Love Actually?
Yeah.
Forgot he's in that, dude.
Yeah, he's holding up the signs at the end to Keira Knightley.
Uh-huh. What about like...
Keira Knightley, she had that model face in every movie. She would do the like...
That dude, that's
like purse her
right
lips
there,
in Pirates of the Caribbean and shit.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, dude, you look like Keira Knightley when you do
open
that.
Open her mouth, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's good, man. But I guarantee what they're going to do is they're going to, like, Rick is off The Walking Dead, Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
And Rick Moranis is off the sidewalk, you know what I'm saying?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm kidding, that's... that's in such poor taste. That sucks that someone did that though. Legit.
That's horrible, yeah.
But shit. Anyways, go on.
Too bad for him. But
too bad for him.
They're gonna bring him back, like in one episode.
He was in Spaceballs. I love Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, dude. I also he's in Little
Honey,
Shop of Horrors.
Honey,
which
I Shrunk
love.
The Kids.
Honey, yeah.
He's in he's in a lot of shit. He was also in on Ryan Reynolds' channel recently for an ad or something.
You know, I'm guessing the person decked him because he had retired from acting and they were upset about that.
He probably the. Leaked audio revealed.
Should have been a Spaceballs 2!
Dude, just imagine you're that guy that's like, I'm just going to punch a random dude on the street. And you punch this dude and run off and you get home and you turn on the news.
It's
and it's
Rick
like
Moranis.
Rick Moranis has been like knocked out in New York. And you see the video of yourself. Did they catch the guy?
I don't think they did. Did they not?
I don't think
I thought
so.
They did. I don't know. And I bet you the story would probably end like, we caught the guy, but... Rick didn't want to press any charges. He said, we all make our mistakes, and he went along his way.
That's what I was thinking.
Whistling to himself. He whistles a song to himself, the I'm Rick Moranis song.
Love that
I'm Rick Moranis.
He always sings that shit, dude.
I know.
God, dude, I do miss him, man. He hasn't been in anything in a long time because he retired from acting when his wife died, right?
Yeah, she became ill.
Yeah, and or maybe she didn't die, but she became ill, and he was like, yeah, I'm not going to act. For a long time.
He's just taking care of her and, mm-hmm. you know, being with his family.
Very noble.
He said he would take a role. He's just like, nothing's crossed my path. He
needs a new big role, like on like a TV show or... Because I feel like actors like
that...
He
needs to be the next Thanos.
Yeah, exactly. Actors like that can come back.
He needs to be Galactus, dude.
Ooh.
What if they got Rick Moranis as... I didn't mean to say his name like
More
that.
Anus. Rick Moranis.
That's nice.
Is it Moranis?
Yeah, Rick Moranis.
Okay, I always say Rick Moranis.
Maybe it is Rick Moranis.
How do you say... Is it? You know those YouTube channels that have like how to pronounce every fucking word? Do they have one where it's like Moranis?
How to say... I'm just going to look up Rick Moranis talk show, and then they're going to introduce him, right?
Oh, that's a really good...
So,
yeah.
CTV... And he can currently be seen in Ghostbusters 2 and the new Disney film, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which I understand opens nationwide on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Rick Moranis.
Moranis. Okay. Thank you, Letterman. Sweet. Dude, have you seen Letterman's beard now? Like what Letterman looks like these days?
Yeah.
He looks...
Doesn't he have his own show, like on, or he did on Netflix where he just interviewed people?
It's called like My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Essentially like Larry King, right?
Yeah, essentially, like
Larry King's still fucking putting out content,
dude. Larry King is still he has a podcast too. Like he's going harder than ever.
It's the Larry. He has such a voice, man.
He
it's,
does
it's an iconic voice.
He also has he also has like, God, dude, his posture. He reminds me, and this is no offense to Larry King. He just reminds me of a vulture, like in his posture. And
well, yeah, because like his shoulders go up. Like if someone were to like if you if you like picked up and carried Larry King to a caricature artist in L.A. or New York or wherever, I think he's in L.A. If you just plop him down in a chair in front of a caricature artist, that we all know what that caricature is going to like really kind of shape him. Like we know at least what they're going to make more pronounced, I guess. Like his like where his head is.
His head's gonna be like 3 feet below his shoulders.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be the shape of his head because he has a very interestingly shaped head. I feel
he does. I remember I used to like my dad used to watch Larry King, but that was like when he remember that old set he had that had like the map of the world with the little lights on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in those days. What channel is Larry King on?
I don't know.
Or is he even on TV anymore?
Is Larry?
I know he does YouTube podcasts. He had Markiplier on two of them.
Did he?
Yeah, dude. Markiplier has been on Larry King.
Is Larry King still alive?
God, poor
still
Rick, man.
Still on air. In 2010. Okay, so from 1985 to 2010, he hosted the nightly interview television show. From 2012 until 2020, he hosted Larry King Now on Hulu and RT America. He continues to host
Russia Today America?
Yeah. politicking with Larry King.
Politicking? Politicking?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Politicking.
Well, it's not a word, so it's okay if
politicking
you mispronounce it.
With Larry King. But it would have been cool if it was like the politicking with Larry King.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
They could have called
like, he's the politicking.
Or just like King's Court or something, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like something with King in it. Yeah, dude. His face, as he's getting older, his face is becoming a little more, he's old, dude.
What was he arrested for? in December 20th, 1971, I'm guessing.
Dude, rest in peace, RBG.
Come on.
He looks like her.
Dude, he could play her on SNL.
Dude, they should get Larry King to play RBG on, instead of Kate, McKinnon.
They've gotten like Kate McKinnon to play. Did she play Mike Pence at first, and then they replaced it with the guy who always talks like the on SNL? Didn't I thought she used like it was like a big thing where it's like, yeah, Mike Pence is being played by a woman. Ha.
Oh, dude, you know that Mike Pence saw
or was
that?
It Sean Spicer was being played?
Sean
by,
Spicer was
okay.
played by Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. There, that's what it was. And, everyone loved that so much.
Yeah,
Queen. Yep. Queen McCarthy. McCarthyism, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, where?
What?
Larry King was arrested.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What was he arrested for on December 20th?
Dude, look at his mugshot.
That's what I was looking at. December 20th, 1979.
Let me see.
Was it 79 or 71?
It's not giving. It's 71. It's not giving. Okay. He was arrested in Miami on December 20th, 1971 on charges of grand larceny stemming from a deal. Hold on, I'm trying to. It's not telling me like why he was arrested.
Why was Larry King arrested?
Oh, dude, he has a weak chin.
He was dismissed by the...
He was unable to pay back money he owed a financier he was doing some work for. And a judge threw out the larceny charge because the statute of limitations had run out. And he pled no contest to one count of passing bad checks.
Ooh,
Larry.
Larry King.
Larry. Uh-oh. What is larceny?
Larceny isn't that what does that to do with money? Forget.
Just is it's it just stealing money?
Theft
of personal property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they just say theft.
I know.
Larceny.
What the fuck is larceny?
Get the fuck out of here.
Larceny, dude, you're larcenizing me. Stop, dude. A larcener came in my house and took everything.
Quick, police! Someone's larcening outside of my house. You fuck.
Police, please! Someone came and larcened everything in my house. Please. God damn, dude. That's a stupid word.
I saw a live police chase the other night.
Really?
I saw a spotlight in the sky, and I was on the phone with Justin. And Justin just went on Twitter and looked up, like, I guess police chase or the area or whatever. And all of a sudden, it came up with, like, police chase happening right now. And so all of a sudden, he sends me a link, and I get to watch this. And I can see the spotlight from where I am. It's super close, like 2 miles away, if that. And they're going around, and it was the weirdest fucking police chase because he just pulls into a 7-Eleven parking lot, and then like there's these other two guys standing next to a taxi cab, and then they like hold hands for a little bit for some reason. What? And then they hug and then they put their arms up. And then one guy lays on the ground and then they all three get cuffed. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
What?
Dude. I can't explain it. I was just like watching because he wasn't going like super fast. He was going like, it was like a 30 mile per hour. Like,
I love the car chases where they're still following the speed limit.
I know. It's like,
dude, if you're being chased by helicopters and the police, you might as well just speed.
Dude, once a helicopter got you, you're done. When that eye in the sky gets you in there.
Oh yeah,
scope of vision.
You're fucked once the helicopter's got you because they're not going to let you go.
They can. Like what? I guess you can pray that the helicopter runs out of gas and you're on a full tank. But you know, I mean, these are criminals. They don't check to make sure that their gas is fucking. They're the current outlaws of this day and age. They're cowboys.
They're like bandits. Yeah, and cowboys.
Cowboy yells used to be.
What are cowboy yells? That's like a Confederate yell right there.
Yeah, but like cowboys and Confederates, you know?
It's close enough. They're pretty similar. They're like Western Confederates, like desert Confederates.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of took a Confederate and put them in the desert and reskinned them a little bit so that they could use the same character model and not have to make a new one. Just put some new textures on them. But I saw a car chase once. I think you were there at the Game Grumps office in 2017 when it was like a guy stole a semi truck. Like an 18-wheeler, and...
Yes, and we were all watching it.
Yeah, because it's just a fucking 18-wheeler.
I was telling Justin this when we were watching the chase, that he's done. Like, do you know how many people actually get away from the cops during a police chase, especially one that involves a helicopter?
Very few. Very, very few.
Because the helicopter's just like... Unless you can, like, all of a sudden duck into, like, some redwood forest. Like, that helicopter's got a good old beat on you.
I saw one where a guy actually, he let the other people out of the car because it was nighttime. He turns his lights off and he goes into underneath an overpass and, like, lets the people out. And they ran into a neighborhood and they didn't catch him.
Oh, wow.
Very, very smart tactics. But
what about the car? They still have the license plate, right? I'm sure they didn't have a license plate on. But they could have caught the car and the getaway guy.
Yeah.
Just not the other people.
I think they did get him. But the thing is, I guess if it's nighttime, you could just turn your headlights off. It would be harder for the helicopter to see.
Yeah, but street lights and the helicopter's literal spotlight beaming down on you.
That's true.
Especially since, like, they don't have to do much. Like, it's not like they're having to, like, jerk around the spotlight to keep it on the car.
No!
They keep it just pretty steady where it's like, yeah, we can just... Because they're at a good distance, plus they're going at a good speed, so it's not like they're going to constantly have to change, like, the light. And they're like, where is he? Where is he now? Oh, fuck! He takes a right. Fuck, I lost him.
Oh, my God. Do you realize how fun that'd be to control a spotlight on a helicopter? Like, how much... It's not powerful, but, like, just how cool that would feel. Like, you're
moving this
light around.
And you see the little ants look up at you to see what's going on.
Yeah,
you're like, haha, little ants.
I used to see, in my old apartment in Glendale, I used to see all the time out my window, like, late at night, there'd be the helicopters with the spotlights. That's a super common occurrence in L.A. Like, I've seen helicopters with the spotlights on looking for someone or a car chase or something... dozens of times. When we used to live with Mark at that house, you could always see him off the back.
Well, we had such a beautiful view of that house.
All those helicopters.
Isn't it crazy to think about that we technically were like, I mean, it wasn't how you pictured at all, like when you look at David Dobrik or Team 10, but we were in a YouTuber house
at
one point.
Dude, we were a content house before Team 10.
We were.
So
we were probably one of the first content houses.
Yeah. And
we were just putting out content.
In
different
house.
Channels and a house. Yeah.
I'm thinking about starting a new content house if you wanted to get on that.
Nah.
Oh, come on, dude. It'd be you, me.
So Mark was kind of like our David Dobrik.
Yeah, Mark was our Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Team 9 house.
And we were like the guys who mouth breathe and laugh like at everything.
Just standing behind them with like a really expensive t-shirt on.
Nice, dude.
These guys, you have no idea who they are in the video. is that like the Tucker brothers? Is that like Jackson? Like they're those influencers in the videos with us?
There's mouth breathers that...
Jackson does mouth breathe.
Well, he was screaming a lot the last Let's Play we were
God,
doing.
That's scary. Dude, that really spiked my...
I don't know how the fans will like that running bit.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love it, dude.
It didn't ever scare me.
It scared me.
Like, instantly, it wasn't like, oh, for me, it was just instant blood pressure.
Yeah, because it's just it did the blood pressure for me too, but it also scared me.
It felt like being on a long, like, car road trip with a child. Like, that's exactly what it felt like.
That's a really good explanation. Yeah.
Just, ah! It's like, oh my God.
Well, Jackson's screams are so piercing. And dude, he does that. He does that when I'm driving.
Just randomly?
Yeah.
Just, are you sure he just doesn't have a tick? And he's like,
he might just have a tick.
I just got you, huh?
Yeah. And he's trying to, like, he's too embarrassed by it. So he's like, oh, just kidding, man. But like, I'll be driving and I'll be like turning into a, like making like a left turn, crossing lanes into a parking lot, and it'll be quiet and I'll go, ah! And like, I literally like, I'm like, dude, I could crash the fucking car, man.
And he goes, do you breathe that out? That's funny.
Do you breathe out of your nose or your mouth when you sleep?
Both.
I think I breathe out of my nose, but apparently breathing out of your mouth is bad.
Well, I mean, you can't control what your jaw does when you're asleep. Like your jaw just kind of goes.
I breathe my mouth open when I sleep my head back.
When people die in movies, they go.
Oh. They don't go.
They don't tighten up their mouth.
Dude, if I was gonna, if I knew I was about to die, I'd be like, I'm gonna make this funny for everyone that is lucky enough to witness this. And I would just, my last breath, I'd go, oh.
Justin has a really good thing of like right before you die to do. He's like, I don't know if he came up with it. He might have heard it on some podcast and tried to take credit for it.
Oh, he's about to be exposed.
But it's like the right before you're about to die, you're like, quickly, okay, I buried $5 million. Under and then you just die, and so you just where's the money? So like that was his enactment of it.
That would suck.
I know, right?
That's a really good way to prank.
What do
someone.
You care for? You know, you're dead. As
that's
I was telling
ultimate
him, it's
prank,
like, you're
man.
Dead. Who cares?
Yeah, you're dead. Who cares? Like you can pull
it's a funny prank.
You can pull a great prank before you die and ruin someone's life with it, but it doesn't matter because you're gonna be dead.
Could you imagine? Like I just like for fun fuck up the relationship between my child and my wife. Like I'm just like she poisoned. Me. Nelson's like,
it's like, what do I believe?
Don't trust your mother. Mother, dad said that you poisoned him and physically assaulted him when he
delusional.
Was in the hospital. That I don't know why he would say that, but like, I'm still like a very good husband and father. So like the wife is like, why would he say that?
For the rest of her life, she's going to be like, why? He loved me. I loved him. Why would he do that?
I know. And it creates such a fucking divide.
I'm trying to think
between
like,
my existing wife and daughter.
What's the worst thing you could tell someone on your deathbed?
You're gay.
Do one of your last words like your son just, you're gay.
And then it's like, wow, my dad was a bigot. he thought that was funny. He thought that would be funny to die on.
I'm trying to just
you homophobe, and then he'd spit on your corpse. That's what he'd do.
Yeah.
If you did that.
I want to definitely be cremated. No burial for me. I mean, I can have a gravestone, but I don't want to be pumped full of formaldehyde and put into the ground forever. I'd rather just be put in a little box with some of my ashes.
A little bag of sand. Sorry, a big bag of sand.
Turn me into a big bag of sand, guys. And anyone can have some. I want my ashes to be available to the public. I want super mega viewers all around the world to take a pilgrimage to my mother's
could
house.
Could I sell, like, as merch, could I sell little tiny vials of your ashes?
Would you give me
permission?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Not as a joke.
Not as a joke. I give you permission to sell vials of my ashes because.
What if your mom doesn't give me your ashes?
Mom, this account.
No, he was joking.
No, this is an official testament from the words of my mouth.
Share this with like a judge or something.
Yeah. If a judge or a jury's listening to this, this is my true intentions. I, Matthew Watson, when I pass away, I would like to be cremated, and I would like for my ashes to be in possession of Ryan McGee.
All of your ashes.
No,
okay.
Not in possession of Ryan McGee.
Oh.
I want Ryan McGee to have possession of my ashes.
Let's say 50% of your ashes.
Okay.
Give 50% to your family, like
my mom,
your sister,
can have
mom,
50%, yeah.
Dad, whatever.
Give it to mom, but then the remaining ashes you can bottle up into little vials and sell them on the Super Mega website.
Or I could like put 2 grains of sand in there and then like just like, whoa. That's little Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Can you collect all the mats?
You can carry around a little vial with and like have it on a necklace and be like, oh, yeah, there's a little Matt right there.
I like that idea, though. There is like cool things where you can actually turn jewelry into like little vials and stuff that you put in like your loved one's ashes.
Yeah, I know there's rings that you can make out of someone's ashes.
And there's necklaces.
Which is really cool, but at the same time, it's a little freaky to me because
really?
I'd be like, I'm wearing I'm wearing my, you know, significant, my dead significant other, my mom or something. And if I, here's the thing about the ring. If I made my.
Yeah. Do you just want to bring it up after the ad read?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what I was saying is if I turned like my wife into a ring and I wore it, like it's beautiful. It's very symbolic. But then like every time I do something dirty with that hand, like jerk off or like eat my ass, I'm going to feel bad.
Well then.
Because I'm putting them into like bad places.
Then how about you put it in a ring and then like you put it on your like bedside table or within the drawer in a nice little place. So you just have it. And then like during events or like if you go to like go out with, you know, the family or you go to a nice formal event, it's like a nice decorative piece.
Yes,
as well,
yes. It's like,
but
it's,
it has a lot of meaning.
It's
and
like a dresser.
And for the important times in your life.
Would you, if it was my dying wish, would you, if I said, I want to be made into a ring for you to wear?
I'd wear it. I'd do it.
Thanks, man. I'd wear you too if that's what you wanted.
Yeah. I don't care, honestly. I'll be dead. Like, fuck my body. Fuck my dead corpse if you
I
want.
I can?
Yeah.
You give me permission.
Yeah.
So if I get arrested for this and I'm in the courtroom.
Necrophilia is still a crime.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So
because you're fucking the government's property.
Yeah. What if that's what it was? Not because of how morally wrong it is, but just because it's like, this is the government's property.
What are you doing with it? You're molesting the government's property.
Yeah, that's not cool. But just for the record on recording, if this is played in a courtroom, I have permission to have sex with your body.
You have personal permission, okay. But you don't have lawful permission.
Well, you have, okay. Well,
I can't give you lawful permission. If okay, how
you're
about this?
So.
I'm consenting, but I can also quit Super Mega.
Okay.
Give me about 5 years to become the police chief. Give me another 5 years to become like a senator or something.
You could do that in 5 years?
And then give me another 5 years to enact a law to where necrophilia is now legal. So give me a total of 15 years. I'll be back on Super Mega afterwards, but give me 15 years and we can make this happen.
I'll keep the channel warm for you while you're on your quest to make necrophilia legal.
Just get a... We should give a Jackson... And Carson, their own little Let's Play series.
Okay. And I just won't even be on the channel. I'll just be in, every now and then I'll walk and be like, hey guys. People, like, I've seen people ask before, like, if one of us left Super Mega or something, would the other one continue it with someone new or by themselves? And
No.
Because it's not Super Mega at that point. You just start something new at that point instead of... Because, dude, like, it wouldn't, if you weren't part of Super Mega Ryan, I couldn't continue, it wouldn't be Super Mega anymore.
I know. It's the same deal with why we parted from Syndigo and the Syndigo name.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
not
like,
the same.
When you have TV shows and then a cast member dies and they continue it on, it's because there's, like, much more than just, like, I don't know, what that cast member brought to the show. There's all the other castmates. There's the writers, directors. There's the showrunners. There's everyone that's involved. But in terms of, like, this case, it's literally just something made by, like, two friends.
And then when one friend leaves, because it's gone. The dynamic is gone.
Yeah.
Because the thing that made the channel was the dynamic.
It's the personalities.
Yeah. And then that's gone.
Who's
calling the office?
And I know people probably can't hear it. But... it's obnoxious.
There's phones ringing in the other room.
Who would be calling this house?
Last time the phone rang, I picked it up. It was the Trump campaign.
All right.
Hung up on that one. And then the time before that, it was like Spectrum Internet wanting to upgrade some shit. The only calls this house gets are spam calls. Because this house has a phone number, but it's we don't use it. It's not like a phone. It's just for the security system.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Dude, I was looking at your tattoo. We should go get tattoos soon.
Dude, I forget that I have tattoos. Because
your tattoos aren't in places that you normally see.
I never see them. So, like, this one, like, unless I, like, do that, I don't see the one on my leg. And the one on my back, I never see. Unless I am looking in a mirror.
Is it weird that you'll never be able to look at your tattoo with your own two eyes, just, like, directly?
Yeah.
You know? You'll never see it how other people see it because you always see it in a mirror.
Yeah, but it's a part of my body, and that's, I think, the main... like, that's why I like tattoos.
Yeah.
I like the designs and everything, but I also like that it's, like... it's just a part of you at that point.
Right.
It's like a part of your fucking skin, which I think is really cool.
Which is what's so cool when people like our friend Chad have PewDiePie tattooed on them.
Yeah.
But
because then they essentially have like a birthmark.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a birth defect.
The shape of PewDiePie's Brofist logo.
I want to get more tattoos soon. And I was talking to my friend Lindsay and she was like, well, what if you get these tattoos and regret them later? I was like, well, I don't think I'd regret them for two reasons. Because once I have it, what good is there regretting it, right? Because it's gonna be like, well, it's here. Second, like, even if I don't like the tattoo later on, it's kind of cool because it's like, oh, that's symbolic of that time in my life when I got it. So even when I'm 80, I can look back at that tattoo and be like, I remember like this time in my life when I got that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I got a hand tattoo on a whim. At least it's small. I kind of want to get a finger tattoo right there.
Oh, what would you get?
Little cartoon eyeballs.
Ooh, like maybe. Two eyeballs?
Two little cartoon eyeballs. I don't know. I have a lot of tattoo ideas, but I don't... I'm going to get a big-ass chest piece.
Yeah?
Dude, how surprised you'd be if I came in one day with Ryan, unbutton my shirt, and I just have you as a huge chest piece. But I use like a piece of fan art that's really good, but also like the proportions are all off. So.
Yeah, where like the top of the head, like my forehead is way smaller, but they got everything else correct.
Yeah, so it's like that. The shading and detail is amazing, but the proportions are off.
Yeah.
So... And I just get that right here between. I heard ribs are the most painful place to get tattooed because of the Jackson. Sorry, I thought I saw someone. No, there is someone outside the door. Okay, it's Jackson. I got scared for a second. I saw like just a big black figure up against the door.
Is he listening in on us? Ooh.
I did the scare from yesterday.
We were just talking about that.
Dude, that one got me.
Which one?
The one where it's just like. It's just like the painting in the, like, the door.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, fuck.
I get mad with that shit all the time.
Yeah, because it's...
That's my favorite way to scare people is, like, when they're doing something, I'll, like, go in a corner, I'll, like, be somewhere, and then I'll just stare at them and just stay still. And you don't scream or anything.
No, it's even scary.
It's scary because it's the concept of... Honestly, I think it's an evolutionary thing.
Something's been watching me this whole time.
Like a predator is watching me. It's a predator watching me. But I think that's where that comes from. You know, like if you're a monkey way back in the day, and all of a sudden you see a tiger staring at you through the bushes, it's gonna elicit.
You're gonna freak out.
Yeah. So,
bye, Jackson.
Bye, Jackson. But basically, Jackson, is the coffee here?
Yeah.
Yes.
A glass of coffee.
Give me a glass of coffee, garçon. But I think that's probably where that comes from. Like back in our DNA, back when we were little monkeys and we'd see a big tiger. Oh! Oh! Dude, a monkey getting killed by a tiger is one of the funniest things to me.
Have you seen this?
Many times in person. It's just funny. The way they hoot and holler.
Have you seen monkeys killing each other though?
Dude, it's brutal.
We've all seen that video where it's like the most brutal chimpanzee colony. And what, you know that video that I'm talking about? It's been like... sent out to everyone.
I haven't watched it, but
have you actually watched it, Jackson?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Kind of boring.
I thought it was boring when the monkey was eating the brain of the other monkey who was still alive.
I haven't seen
the
video.
Or when they were ripping the limbs off of the baby monkeys.
I was expecting some more.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is good, dude. Sorry.
It's actually a really good video.
Yeah, I was like...
It's great.
It's kind of boring. I was like, really?
Yeah, it's a little too bland for my taste.
That's a nice, interesting glass.
Jackson fetched me some coffee, and it's in...
This is a Soulja Boy thing.
That's from Swag Daddy.
Is it?
Yeah, Soulja Boy.
Now you're stirring it up?
It's called cooking, Ryan.
Cooking. Now you're cooking. Yeah,
we should all get good at it.
Dance.
Yeah, it's a dance in 2010 where a bunch of dudes... They wouldn't get it.
Show me that one. Soulja Boy, you crank that soul. Yeah.
That Soulja Boy kind of created TikTok dances, you know? No one else had ever created a dance before, and he was the first one to come along, do that, and then TikTok stole it.
And with that, thank you for coming into this episode of the Super Mega Cast, and we hope that you guys have a good day. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Psych. It wasn't, the podcast wasn't ending.
Got
it was
you
just
guys.
It was just an ad, another ad read.
I know you guys were excited to that the podcast was done, but guess what? It wasn't done. Idiots. Stupid idiots.
StupidVideos.com.
I'm glad we both remember that. Is that website still around, you think? Is someone still paying for the hosting? And like, because I can't imagine that website gets too many hits these days.
Is Funny Junk still around?
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
StupidVideos.com.
Oh, there's a video in 2016 called Goodbye Stupid Videos.
Stupid Videos.
Yes. Wait, I remember them having .com, like .com.
And maybe that was another site. I don't know. I do remember a .com, but that might have been from some shit else.
Oh, I found an article called Stupid Videos Relaunch. It's more like YouTube than... Oh, this is from 2006. Never mind. Man, dude, is it really gone now?
Yeah.
Fuck. What a legendary website, man. This right here, this is the next tattoo I'm getting.
Stupid Videos.
Remember this one?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I do remember this video.
So sorry, you know I had beans and broccoli for dinner. And
this is crazy.
God, dude, that shit was so good.
Goodness! I am so sorry. Would you like to spoon me? Because I feel like I'm past the worst of it, and I need some cuddle time. Oh wait, no, I was wrong. Incoming.
I remember this one. I remember watching this with my cousin in the late afternoon one day in like 2006 and cracking up.
I've got skills. I've got game. Olay!
Those are the same fart sound effects from the fart machine.
Yep. God damn, this is crazy. Oh, this is the one that I remember too. Do you remember this one?
Yes, with the old lady with the steering wheel?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Of course I remember it, dude.
Oh, my.
We watched the same videos, man.
Here we go. Just trip down memory lane. Can you see?
Yeah, well, I can see, dude. Dude, this is a classic one.
Wheel.
Yep. She's got the steering wheel, even though she's in the passenger seat. What?
And then it just ends there.
Okay, that's okay, cool. Why did they literally, the video just ends before the punchline?
I don't know. I'm going to look at the, there are 8 likes and 6 dislikes on this video.
Probably because it ends like halfway through the sketch. Dude, but Stupid Videos was, I mean, it's true, the videos were stupid, but back then, that was like, that type of content, like 2005, 2006, like that kind of shit was, back when we were wee little young, it's like, that was rare on the internet, you know? There wasn't as much as there was, because YouTube was created in 2006.
And then, it came. I wanna be the very best that no one ever was. To catch them is my real
quest.
To train them, I guess, is it test or quest?
It doesn't matter.
Is my true quest. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the lands, searching far and wide.
Can't believe they sued them.
Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch
Ryan,
them all.
It's done.
It's you and me.
That's enough.
My destiny, Pokemon.
We should ask Ian about that lawsuit.
My best friend. Sorry.
I want to know more about that lawsuit.
I know it's gone. It sucks. And then they did the parody song about, right? They made a parody song.
Yeah, dude. I remember watching the Pokemon video when it was still on YouTube. Was that the first video to ever hit 1 million views?
I don't know.
I think that was the first video to ever hit 1 million.
Well, look it up. See if you're lying or if you just as you normally do.
Dude, I don't fucking lie. I'm fucking not spewing trap. Bullshit from my trap, dude.
First video to get 1 million views.
I'll just call Ian right now. What's a Pokemon? They were the first channel to get 1 million subs. I know that.
So today's marketing moment is a Nike ad featuring Brazilian soccer star Ronaldinho that was uploaded to YouTube in 2005. It became the first video to ever reach 1 million views on YouTube and spearheaded the concept of a viral video.
The Smosh video?
No, 2005 Nike like commercial.
Oh, what? Dude.
This one apparently.
That's the first video that got 1 million views?
Yeah. There's some dude trying on some Nikes.
That's dope, dude. Have you ever seen the first video ever uploaded to YouTube? I think it's called Me at the Zoo. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Where it's just like really poor quality and the guy's like standing in front of like an animal exhibit and he's talking, but it's super low quality.
It's history.
It's history. It is. It's the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. How many videos are on YouTube, I wonder? So many are being added billions. Every second. Every hour, I think, I was going to give a statistic that I used to know, and then I just realized I don't
know
it anymore.
You have a phone right next to you. You can look it up yourself, numbnuts.
How many Let's Plays are on YouTube? We've contributed over 1,000 Let's Plays to YouTube, dude. Isn't that awesome?
I think so.
I think it's pretty cool. You know what our goal, like our purpose in life is, Ryan? If you ever wonder what your purpose in life is, just know that it's, you know... In dark times like right now with the coronavirus, stop that beta male smile.
Sorry.
You know, we're medicine. We're medicine to a lot of people. So you're making people smile. Even though you and I are horribly depressed and hate ourselves, we're making other people smile. So that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Let me see how many cups in a quart? I don't know that. Do you remember making like Gallon Man or whatever in school? Where it was like the man made out of like cups and quarts and how many videos are on YouTube? Let's see. Holy shit. 300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute.
300 hours?
Yeah.
That's fuck, man.
5 billion videos are watched every single day. Total number of people who use YouTube is 1.3 billion. So, goddamn, dude.
And we have our cute little fan base, our cute little collective.
Jesus Christ. The longest video on YouTube, well, this is from 2011, this article, but 571 hours. Damn, dude. Do you remember when you couldn't upload videos past 10 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I remember feeling all cool because I got to upgrade my account way back in the day, and then you could put, like, custom thumbnails on.
Yep. You had to, like, unlock custom thumbnails, and also you could unlock past 10 minutes.
It was, like, gamifying it in a sense, but all it was signing up for AdSense, right?
Yeah. And also...
Or something else at the time.
Maybe. I think their servers weren't obviously not as good. So it's like, no, nothing past 10 minutes, please.
You remember the video response days?
Yep. The RE. I do remember on Format 24, if I made longer videos, always having the hardest time being like, fuck, I have to trim it down. So it's right under 10 minutes because my videos would be like 11 or 12 minutes sometimes. So I'd be like, what do I cut out? Fuck. Thank God that's not the thing anymore.
No, you can upload however long you want. 4 hours, 5 hours.
Our Let's Plays would just be like, 3 minutes now. Imagine, dude, can we just start doing a Let's Play series where every episode is just 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Upload 10 episodes of it a day.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
We just record for 3 minutes.
You know, the ad conversion on that would be huge.
I believe it would be.
What game should we play? Dark Souls, but every episode's only 3 minutes.
No, every time we die, we end the episode. What if we did that? Like Dark Souls, but literally every time we die, we end the episode.
God damn it.
That would be funny.
There'd be episodes that are like 20 seconds long.
I know. There would be episodes because like there would be like a span of like 10 episodes where we're just trying to fight this one boss where it's like, oh, fuck it. See you in the next episode.
And they're each only like 2 minutes, like max. I wanted to do, I've said this before, I thought it'd be fun to do a series where it's... Where I play Dark Souls. I've never played it. So it's like the series is Matt.
Where you play Darth Vader.
Matt plays Dark Souls like for the very first time. And it would be horrible. It'd be atrocious, the gameplay. But I don't know. I don't think I'd be good enough to play Dark Souls.
You don't have enough.
You know who's fucking amazing in Dark Souls is Christian.
Yeah.
Christian's so, he can beat those games in like 2 days.
The only games I played were from them were fucking what he's really it? Good Blood, at Demon's Bloodborne Souls. And then Sekiro.
So oh, I forgot I they did. I forgot it's the same people, Sekiro.
Mm-hmm. From Software.
Yeah, From Software. All the games, like, they have a very stylistic, like, their games all look the same in the sense of, like, almost like they use the same engine. They mm-hmm. probably do, but it's like you can look at Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, and Bloodborne and Sekiro and be like, oh, yeah, I could tell these are made by the same company.
Yeah.
Those are games I want to get into. I just can't get myself into it because I know that it's just like I'm just not good enough. Like, I don't believe in myself enough to play a Dark Souls game.
Well, I think that they work in the same way in terms of your progression that a very difficult platformer works in the way that it's really just throwing yourself at it until you win. That's all, you know, eventually you'll get there. You'll learn like, oh, I need them. You'll learn little tips. You'll look up videos that'll have little hints and tricks to help you out. But I feel like anyone, if they wanted to, could, if they worked at it, could beat Dark Souls. I bet you could.
What was that thing you said once where you were like, if my father was given 1 week to beat this video game or else I would die? Do you think, game was it?
See, here's the thing. Maybe he would eventually beat it. It was the whole like concept where for some reason I come up with stupid little things in my head where it's like, what if someone had me like at gunpoint or something in this like crazy situation? And my dad was like, you have to beat Sekiro in a week. Or your son dies without any like outside YouTube help.
You think you'd be able to do it?
No, I'd be dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, but your dad has a history in gaming. He used to play that mini game in the Rocket Power game.
Yeah, that is true.
What game was it? Darts?
It was like some like target where there's a bunch of targets and they're smaller and you just.
I love that, dude. Your dad's so awesome. Your dad's just so pure. Like,
yeah, I love him.
Like you got a good daddy.
I know. I'm lucky. Not too many people have good daddies. I definitely have a good daddy.
I know. And we don't even rag on your dad because it's not funny just because he's so nice.
I know. That's the thing.
Like, my dad's nice too, but like, it's just funny to rag on Dale.
Well, because Dale kind of makes it easy sometimes.
Yeah.
He made it easier for you. And there was a good solid year where there was nothing but essentially him asking you to clown on him.
Yeah, essentially. And he fed it too.
He did.
And like he threatened to kick your ass in a very early episode of Super Mega.
He did. Let's see if he responded to my text. No. I don't really love
I haven't
you.
Talked to him in like 2 weeks. So the thing about my dad is my dad won't call me. I only like I always have to call my dad to talk to him. So like if I don't call him, like 3 weeks go by and I'll call him and be like, son, I haven't talked to you in so long. I'm like, yeah. Because you haven't contacted me. But
I get that. I'm usually the one that calls my parents, but I think that's too. More on their end in terms of like, I don't want to bother him. I don't know if he's busy.
That's how my mom is. My mom won't ever call me anymore, except for when I'm recording. That's the only time my mom ever calls me is when I'm on a podcast or when I'm recording. And
has my mom ever interrupted with a call before?
I don't think
so. The show? Damn, that's never happened.
I feel bad because I know, like, my mom, she'll have a rough day at work, and she's like, I just want to say hello to my son. And it's like, hey, mom, I'm playing Minecraft, you stupid cunt. And it's like, ah, fuck. Okay, Matthew.
That's good.
Do you ever think about, like, maybe when, like, one day when we're, like, 40, we're just going to regret all the jokes about our parents so much. We're just going to feel genuinely bad
like
about
when
them.
Like they're dead?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they won't care because they'll be dead. Sometimes I
Not
think
that
about
they
that.
Won't care, but, like, I think my mom takes it with stride.
No, our parents are very good sports.
We're a little more venomous with your family, though.
I know. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. So my parents are good sports.
Well, you're more venomous with your family.
Yeah,
you
I know.
That whole song about your dad.
I know. I've been thinking about making a sequel to that one.
Really?
Called I'm Sorry Dad to make it up to him.
Will the fan base get mad at you? Because they get mad at me whenever I talk something sexual about your sister when I'm only giving her compliments.
People get legitimately mad when you start sexualizing my sister.
I know. There was one episode where people got so butthurt. They
what
were like,
happened? They were
this
like,
one wasn't even funny. This one went too far.
Like, they were, like, mad at how you'd sexualize my sister.
I was talking about her breasts.
I had given you permission to talk about my sister's
breasts. You talked about her. You brought up her breasts first or something.
I think I brought up my sister's breasts. I think you brought up my sister's breasts, and then it stemmed a conversation that I joined in.
Yeah.
But, I do feel like there will
come. I just can't imagine being Sam and feeling so uncomfortable listening to this audio. You think Sam's uncomfortable when she listens to those words?
First of all, she doesn't. Second of all, when she listens to it, I can see now she goes, that's gross. Matt.
That's it?
Matt, that's disgusting. Turn that off. I don't want to hear that. That's exactly what she would do. She'd go, oh my God, why does he say things like that? Oh my God, that's nasty. And then her husband would think it's really funny. Well, he would be like, oh, dude, that's gross. But like deep down, he'd be like, that's hilarious. That's good.
Dude, when Ryan talks about my wife's breasts,
I find it
funny.
It's interesting now that all my entire extended family has heard the song about me having sex with my dad. So, and I'm not excommunicated yet. So I guess that is a good thing. You know, my aunts actually thought it was really funny. They really enjoyed it.
Well, it was more of like they had like a voodoo doll of Dale, and they were all sitting around it in a circle, laughing at the video, poking it with pins.
People always ask me, why did I make that song? People, okay, actually, here's the thing. Whenever I meet somebody new.
Yeah. Is it a good
that always
conversation
comes up.
Starter?
It always comes up with, like, every time I hang out with somebody new. The first time we hang out, like usually towards the end, I'd be like, so I had a question. What's with that song?
Really? Every time I meet someone new, like for me, they don't mention, like, of course, because I haven't made a song, but they go, wait, you're the guy who beat Sekiro on a Let's Play channel, right? I'm like, yeah, that's me, baby.
Well, you beat Cuphead in 10 episodes.
I did. Damn. I respect you.
But like when I met George for the first time, he brought that up. He's like, yeah, so what's with that song about your dad? And everyone brings it up. And I'll give a blanket statement right now. I was bored in my room. My roommates were gone. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make the most fucked up song I can fucked up within the realm.
I'm going to make the most fucked. I locked myself in my room with only one goal in mind. To make the most fucked up song I could think of. Yeah, go on.
Well, I did. I was like, I'm just going to make a fucked up song tonight. And
also knew it was going to bother your dad.
Well, that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. A big part of it was that it was funny to me because the content of that is so vulgar, and I knew my dad might eventually hear it. And it's just something my dad would despise.
So it was, he despises it.
And that's why it was
you
funny.
You didn't dare sing it at the Charleston show when he was there.
No, because remember when I said, like, I'm going to sing it, I saw him in the back of the audience stand up.
Really?
Yeah, he stood up in his chair.
He was about to walk out, or do you think he was making a joke? You know, I think he was making. I don't think he'd like legitimately fuck you like during the live show.
Well, he brought his cousin who doesn't know about our content.
Oh,
so.
They were on a date. I forgot about.
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah, poor Dale, man. I feel like there will come a day in like 20, probably like 3 years actually, probably like 2 months where I'm like, God, I wish I'd never made all those jokes about my poor sweet parents.
He's hoping you knock someone up. So that you will feel the pain of a child that disrespects you constantly.
My child, okay, here's something that's guaranteed if we have kids. When they're teenagers, they're going to fight with us. And every time we try to tell them, like, be parents, we're like, you can't do this because that's inappropriate or something. They'll go, oh, yeah? Well, on your YouTube videos, you said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, or, I know what I said.
They're going to use everything they can against us.
Dad, did you really say this during a Let's Play?
Yeah. Did you really say cracker during Jet Set Radio episode 2?
Did you really make this insensitive joke? Yeah. Well, I don't feel like I can talk to you anymore. No, don't. No, like that was, I was just a stupid fucking YouTuber.
You know, like, our kids are going to try to cancel us. Like, our kids are going to cancel us within the household.
I still don't know if I'm ever going to have a fucking kid, dude.
I don't either.
I used to have, like, back when I was in the South and I was like going to college, or, you know, I was in high school, in my head, I was always like, you know, one day I'm going to have kids, you know, it'll be nice to experience Christmas and Halloween and all the holidays. And like, I still kind of, that sounds nice, but I can't fathom being responsible for a human life, and I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself with that.
Yeah,
currently.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is it's like, Also, with the way the world is right now, I don't really want to have to deal with taking care of a kid among everything else and
raising a kid to grow up in a world that sucks, dude.
Especially like by the time they're older, things could like just be completely fucked. Yeah. With, like,
those are
change
personal opinions, though. Anyone who's deciding to have kids now, don't be like,
go for it.
Don't be like, so I'm thinking of having a kid. And when I heard you guys talk on the podcast of how much of a waste it would be to bring our kids up in this time, it really
honestly,
got me
thinking. Get an abortion. That's all I can say. No, but
I offer free abortions to every man, but the abortions are double the cost for all women.
Mm-hmm. How it should be. I personally don't really want kids because it sounds selfish, but it's the 2 decades of responsibility.
You get one life.
You give up your life for 2 decades.
But to a lot of people, that's worth it.
Yeah, to a lot of people, that's fulfilling. But
other people like us find creating YouTube content and Let's Plays fulfilling.
See, I'd rather be 40 making Let's Plays still that get 2,000 views over the course of a month with my friend Ryan than seeing the joy of my child lose his first tooth or ride the first time without training wheels.
Yeah.
I don't like kids.
I'm not pulled to it, really.
Babies are cute, but kids are just annoying, dude. Like, the screaming, the shitting.
They're pure.
They're nasty.
Primal,
they lick everything.
You know, they're very just fucking like, their brain tells them to do something and they do it.
Like when,
there's no thinking.
When a baby deer is born, it knows how to walk immediately.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, like a
to
baby.
Play the saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Baby, do you know babies can swim by instinct?
Babies?
Apparently if you put a baby in water, it can swim.
No.
Okay, then.
That is not
then
true.
Jackson was fucking with me when he told me that.
Jackson!
Thank God okay, guys, because don't go put a baby in water.
Hey, Jackson. Yeah. Is Jackson here?
Carson, did you tell me that babies can swim?
Who said that babies can swim? Who told Matt that?
Okay, Carson, come here.
No, you throw a baby in a pool, it's not going to swim. It's not going to swim, Carson.
Carson.
That's why babies drown when they, that's why they need floaties.
If you wait too long.
If you wait too long, what do you want? Too long is when they drown. What is too long when you leave a baby in a pool?
Babies.
Who told you this? Who told you if you throw a baby in a
probably
in a body of water, they swim? Please tell me you were just goofing on this boy.
No, it's real.
It's no.
Guys, if you have a baby, put it in a pool and see.
Don't. Babies, you heard it right here. Babies can't drown.
Can babies swim?
Unless they're being held under.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Most human babies demonstrate an innate swimming or diving reflex from birth until the age of approximately 6 months. However, babies this young cannot actually swim due to their lack of body features and strength.
Boom.
But they demonstrate.
Well, so you raised your eyebrows reading the opening statement, Matt, and then you read the end, and then you kind of got a little more. You clammed up a little more.
Like a pug over water.
Yeah, and it'll. Ryan, have you ever seen the cover of the Nirvana album?
It's the same thing. Dude, it's the same thing as if, like, you pinch a baby, it reacts. A baby's going to react if it's in a new environment. It's going to flail. There's no way it's going to be able to, like, start to backstroke and climb itself out of a pool.
People give water birth.
Yeah, but they don't just, like, give the water birth and then leave the baby in the tub.
I remember taking swimming lessons when
Thank
I was...
Thank you. We got to get to the bottom.
Yeah, when I was, like,
the
five...
The baby's going to get to the bottom of the pool if you don't stop.
When I was like 5 or 4, I remember my mom and dad were like, you're going to take swimming lessons. You're going to learn how to swim. And the funny thing is some of it was so traumatic that like still when I think back to it, I get like a rush of anxiety, even though obviously now I can swim and it's not a big deal. But when I think back to it, I get this sudden like scared feeling because
I always loved the water.
No, I did
so, like,
too.
I love
but
swimming and shit.
I loved the water. But this was the type of swimming where it's like. Like where I can't touch. They were like swim to the other side of the pool.
I always thought it was so mystical and I was like, I want to try it. I always was like excited.
I think that's where my fear of drowning came from. Like,
yeah.
Because my instructor held me under once. Like I came up and she like pushed me back down and I was like, what? I remember my dad took me to the rec center, the YMCA, to go practice swimming. And he said, Matthew, if you can go underwater and hold your breath for this long, I'll give you a gummy worm.
Did you get that gummy worm?
I got that gummy worm after I went swimming. It was fantastic.
You remember being at like the pool, like with friends or in my case, sometimes stepbrothers and a stepsister and you'd have like holding your breath competitions.
Yeah.
You just go down and like just stare at each other on like, because you'd go where the ladder is so you could hold and like hold yourself under and you just watch. just waiting for them to break.
How long can you hold your breath for? Over a minute or under a minute?
No, I smoke, so.
Oh.
It's gonna take a bit for my lungs to heal from the smoking.
I used to be able to hold it longer. But
you
it's
can
also
train yourself to do it for like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, dude, those, like, I'm blown away by those people that not only can hold their breath for like 10 to 20 minutes, but can also dive like 200 feet down.
Tom Cruise learned.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you train yourself to do that? I guess your lungs are a muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can.
It's all about exercising.
But wouldn't your brain run out of oxygen in 10 minutes time? Like, how do you hold your breath for fucking 10 minutes? And also the people that dive down to like 200 feet, how does the water pressure not fucking crush them? Like, because one cubic foot of water is 60 pounds. So if you go down 200 feet, that's that much weight on top of you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Is there anyone in the comments that can do that shit where, like, I know a lot of people from, like, a lot of Pacific islands and stuff. Like, a lot of Native Islanders can do that kind of stuff because that's how they survived.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how they were raised. I guess you have to do it from a young age, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. We should try it. We should do a video where we try to swim down 200 feet. Because when I get in a deep swimming pool, I can't swim like 8 feet down without having to go back up because it hurts. Yeah, my ears, my nose, my eyes feel like they're going to pop. It's like, how do they go 200 fucking feet?
For me, that was also part of the excitement. It's like, how far can you go?
Yeah.
How deep can you go?
It hurts though.
Or when you go to, oh, dude, it's creepy at the same time. If you go to Lake Murray and you just start swimming down
the boat. I get in the ocean. Because
then it's just an abyss. Like, Lurk Murray is deep. Lake Murray is deep AF.
Yeah, this part's where it's like 300 feet deep.
Yeah.
And anything like that where you can just start swimming down and it's black, no way. Like,
I always get scared that like an alligator is going to start coming up.
I'm way more scared of alligators than sharks. Like,
really?
Yeah. Because sharks don't really attack people that often, but alligators will. Like, if you're swimming in a lake,
especially saltwater crocs in like Australia,
yeah,
mean motherfuckers.
Like, those things are looking for food. Where sharks, what's the thing? Like, they never intentionally attack humans.
I'm sure sometimes they're hungry.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's a lot more rare to get attacked by a shark than a fucking, like, if you're swimming in a lake in South Carolina and there's a lot of alligators in there, no. Those are dinosaurs, dude. I don't fuck with those.
So are sharks. Sharks
have been around longer than trees.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have they really been?
Yeah, they've been around longer than trees.
They haven't really changed much, right? Except for getting smaller.
Yeah, everything used to be so big.
Yeah, we figured out it was because of oxygen and then like less oxygen started.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because I was wondering why back then like rodents were like the size of dogs or like dinosaurs were so fucking big. Like, what's that big now? Besides like a whale.
Giraffe, an elephant,
mm-hmm.
A rhinoceros.
Yeah, but those are even small compared to a lot of the things back then. So it's,
yeah,
like,
you'd be surprised though if you stood next to one of those things, how like you'd be humbled pretty quick.
Yeah, they're big. They're big. Elephants will throw you with their trunk.
They got tusks. Like, that's fucking cool.
Elephants are one of the weirdest looking. Like, if I was an alien and came to Earth and looked at different species, I think elephants are one of the weirder looking ones.
Mammoths were. How big were mammoths?
Big.
Were they as big as elephants?
I think they
were like double the size.
I think they were bigger. I wonder if they're in our lifetime, if they're ever going to be able to revive any extinct species with DNA.
That is crazy to think that like woolly mammoths were just ice elephants. Because elephants just live in like hot deserts and shit, right? Well, or they live in like the jungles.
So yeah, like savannas. Yeah. That's funny how like there's like different, it's like in a video game, there's different variations, like the Confederates and the Cowboys. Like there's ice elephants.
Did you say Confederates and the Cowboys?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, like Confederates aren't that different from Cowboys. They just reskinned them, so you have to make a new character model. Yeah, dude, mammoths look a lot bigger. Yeah, dude, look at the size of that skull.
Those tusks. They would hunt those, dude.
Oh, they're so cool looking, dude. They don't have ears like elephants do.
They have, little ears, right?
Yeah, they're kind of creepy. Like,
have you never seen Ice Age, bro?
No, of course I've seen Ice Age. It's just like, the more I stare at a mammoth, the more I'm kind of freaked out by it. Like, they're just very weird looking.
What is like a giraffe in the same, like, animal family as like a horse or like a gazelle or some shit?
It has to be. Let me see. Giraffidae.
What is a giraffe more closely linked to, I guess?
It looks like it has to be like Well, I mean, like deer and stuff. Those got to be related to horses, right?
Yeah. Hold up.
Family of ruminant artiodactyl mammals.
Which are like similar to or closely related to.
How about I just look up if is a giraffe related to horses? Because their faces look pretty similar. Is giraffe related to horses? Spelled related wrong. They're both mammals, but giraffes are closer related to okapi than other even toed ungulates like cows and deer. Thus, giraffes are more closely related to pigs than horses, albeit very distantly. The closest Whoa. Relative to horses are zebras and asses.
Donkey, you know?
Yeah, dude. I love So that's interesting. They're more closely related to pigs. Dude, you know what? You know what I found out was like the most closely related thing to shrimp that made me not want to eat shrimp for a long time when I was a kid?
Cockroaches?
Roly-polies.
Oh, really?
Little pill bugs, yeah.
They're both like fossil-esque.
Yeah.
Type. What are they called? They're called something. The type... cephalopods?
Not cephalopods. That's like squids and stuff. They're called, Fuck, dude.
There's a name for it.
Because roly-polies, I was looking at one the other day in my yard. They look like the things in the, like trilobites, like in the ocean. They look like those, exactly. It is an isopod.
Okay, isopod.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's just like a, it's like a land one of those that just evolved and got real small. I used to love picking those up. Dude, they're so cool, man. Finger in that butthole?
Yeah.
Whoa, careful, dude. Careful, dude. Whoa, there's a lot of pressure there. Don't let go.
we'll see you all guys next week. Goodbye, Matt.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.